today is Sally L. Gordy, and her website is brightfuture83.wordpress.com. And we've had a lot of links that we've put into the chat room, so I hope that you will join. The chatter's in the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. And in the third hour, it is Open Line Saturday, and we'll take your questions and your comments and about anything, whatever you want to comment about, not just about vaccines, but about anything. If you want to talk about Hillary Clinton and Comey, hey, that's fine. Whatever you'd like to talk about. Okay, Sally.
Well, I'd like to talk about the candidates and vaccines. I'd like to just give everybody a recap of what I know that they have said.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hillary Clinton has said that the sky is blue, the sea is green, and vaccines work. So that's horrifying. Certainly Bernie Sanders had it was unbelievable. He's basically saying a child could kill another child if they were unvaccinated. I don't see him saying that about the elderly because they're voters. I really want to make that clear. Why isn't he saying that about the elderly? They have vaccines for them. You know, they could. And what's ironic is when Bloomberg mandated this flu shot for 6 months to 5 years to go to daycare through kindergarten, which was not legislated, it was illegal from the get-go.
Right.
He said that they should be vaccinated to protect the elderly. Do you know that they tell the elderly now, they tell the young parents, make sure that your grandmother, that the child's grandmother is vaccinated to protect the child. So you see how they're doing this. They're just playing it off against each other. But to think that all of these babies are going to be compromised to protect the elderly was his excuse. It's just maddening to see how many vaccines they are shoving into our infants. And it's beyond maddening. The children are dying. It's not being reported. Nobody's making these reports. I read an article by an RN who was formerly a police officer. And he had since he became an RN, he's worked for 6 years in emergency rooms. And over the course of 6 years working in three emergency rooms, he is the lone healthcare person who has a doctor or nurse who has ever reported a vaccine reaction to VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. So if they have five, he said it's more like 1 in 1,000. They're saying that between 1 to 10% are actually reported. He's saying no. It's more like 1 in 1,000. So if we have 540,000 adverse events reported, add 3 zeros. That would be 540 million. I just mistakenly sent Deanna a link, which I believe takes you to a video that says that 54% of our children have chronic illnesses. 54%. Hello. I'll give you another thing. I was talking to a substitute teacher. She was saying in the school that she is substituting in, three quarters of the preschoolers are special students, which means they're vaccine damaged students, and most of them are in diapers. And she talked to the education person in charge of an entire county for education, and he said that in his county, more than 50% of the middle schoolers were special. So we are facing a crisis, total crisis here. Nobody's reporting the vaccine reactions. Nobody's reporting any of the injuries or the specialness due to vaccination. And I'm actually beginning to feel sorry for the kids who are unvaccinated because they're 1% here in New York, okay? How is that 1% going to mop up the remainder of that 99%? Well, you know, my heart bleeds for the 99%, but I honestly have to say the 1% is faced with a daunting challenge, which is not at all doable. It's not doable.
Well, you know, the school districts, the schools themselves, receive government money, federal money, for every special needs child. And so the schools will classify a lot of children as special needs, and many of them are because they're vaccine damaged from the get-go. And then as soon as they're vaccine damaged, then, of course, they're going to have to place them on psych drugs. And that's what they want. They want to put everybody on psych drugs. And this is what I've covered in Screening Sandy Hook, my book. I've covered the whole gamut from birth through school about how this happens.
Well, electroshock therapy is making its way back into
exactly
acceptance and for children.
Right. Right.
Yep. I only know one person who underwent this procedure, and I have to tell you, she was a student at Cornell University, so you know she was a bright child, mm-hmm. and or young woman, and her boyfriend drowned, and she was very depressed. Well, to get her out of this depression, the doctor, which was appropriate, you know, it's okay to be depressed when you should be. But her doctor recommended that she get electroshock therapy.
Oh, dear.
But I just want you to know what she wound up like. She wound up like one of the women, one of the people, one of the kids who lived in my sister's institution.
Of course.
She smiled and she blinked. She never spoke. And she had someone held her hand everywhere they went. And this was a woman when I was a kid. She was in her 40s. So, I mean, she was... unusual to say the least. Not to me, because I'd seen so much of it. But for a woman who used to be at Cornell University to be led around by the hand and smile and wink constantly and say nothing—that's pretty startling.
Yes, it is. I had Dr. Linda Loggeman on pretty recently in the last 6 weeks, and she brought on two gentlemen who both experienced this electroshock therapy. And, I mean, it used to be called electric shock, and now they call it they call it something else. So it completely, it's misnomer, because people don't understand. Yeah, this is the old electric shock, and anybody with common sense knows that if you stick your finger in an outlet, it's going to shock you. And to apply that kind of, electric power to your brain is going to scramble something. But these two gentlemen seem to be okay, but they experienced some dreadful times. And, I mean, it's just thinking about them and listening to their experiences was just very sad, and no parent should do that to their children, and of course no parent should vaccinate their children. No parent should put their child on ADHD drugs or psych drugs, because they make you do things that aren't good. Destroy you.
The painkillers are actually addictive, I've heard.
Opioid, yes. Yes, they are. All of the opioids are addictive. They cause hallucinations. They cause death. A lot of people die of morphine poisoning just by being in the hospital. Okay, electric shock therapy. It's now called ECT. One of our brilliant people in the chat room supplied me with that. Yeah. So, yes, and actually, if you're an older person and you go into the hospital and they give you morphine, oftentimes they give you kind of an overdose of morphine. They give you too much, you're going to die.
Well, they leave you with a bag in front of you. I know when I had my, I broke my ankle, I had surgery, and the next morning I woke up and there was a bag in front of me, and I was told to push this bag if I didn't feel well. Well, I had been pushed right up against the window, and it was snowing out, and I was freezing, and I didn't have a blanket, so I didn't want to stay in this hospital.
Sure.
Yeah, at all. So I thought, if I don't push this bag, I'm, you know, then I can say I feel fine. So I said, I feel fine. I'm ready to go home, because I was supposed to be there for a week. They're like, you do?
Wow.
I feel spectacular. And so I did get checked out. But I knew that if I pushed that button, and the first thing they did was check my morphine bag, you know,
mm-hmm.
and plus I had not self-administered any, they let me go. And yay, I was out of there. I thought I'm going to die of pneumonia next to this freezing cold window with no blanket.
Right. Wow. And what they call it now, I'm getting back to the topic of the shock therapy, it's electroconvulsive therapy, which doesn't sound as bad as electric shock therapy.
Right, yeah.
But it's still, it's the same thing.
Right.
Whatever exactly. You call it, it's the same thing.
These people have PR. This is all PR, you know?
Sure. Now, we do have a caller. Let's go ahead and take a caller, although we're not opening the phone lines for, you know, until the third hour for just random phone calls. Let's go ahead and take Wes in Idaho. Hopefully, he wants to talk about vaccines. Wes, welcome.
Well, something about vaccinations. I was hoping to ask a question of Christine England, but I think Sally might be able to help on this one. In 1946 or 48, was it, when first antibiotics came out, penicillin, the polio cases jumped up extraordinarily. I believe the reason for it was that the antibiotics were killing the good guys in our bodies that were keeping polio in check. And that was a reason, I guess, they had a big push to try and develop an effective polio vaccination, which, of course, they didn't. I want to follow up on that one. But is this true?
That's very interesting. I thank you for giving that. Now, how old are you? Do you recall this? Do you? Seriously.
I'm 65 years old, and on the day that JFK was shot, I had an adverse reaction to an allergy shot, which is basically the same thing as a vaccination. My mother read the paper every day. She believed vaccinations were a gift of God. So I got all the vaccinations I can remember at 12 years of age. My mother saying, all my children have all their vaccinations. Sure did. I had allergies. I had eczema. Now, I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 15 years ago. Now I have 35 books on the subject of vaccinations. I'm kind of knowledgeable on that one. But it seems like I read this once, that when they introduced antibiotics, penicillin, and I believe the year was 46 or 48, they had a big spike in the number of polio cases, and they tried to rush and get a good, effective vaccination, which, of course, they did not, could not, will not ever. No vaccination ever good. Successful. Here's another one that is probably going to be of interest then. George Bernard Shaw, the famous playwright? He won a number of Nobel Prizes. Anyway, the year was about 1900. He was born in Ireland around 1850, when they had a mandatory smallpox vaccination back then. But He was on the board of a London community health around the year 1900, and he said he witnessed actual cases of smallpox that were put down as actually cases of pustular eczema, so that it would appear as though the medical community had developed a good vaccination. How's that one? Another little effective piece of knowledge?
Wow. I'm writing down what you're saying. Very interesting. Pustular eczema.
Another one I really like is Wallene James and her book Vaccination Religion, in which she said vaccinations need to go the same way as bloodletting, which your medical community did for 2,000 years. You go to a barber shop, you see that red and white swirl. I guess at one time you went to the barber shop and the barber would let out your blood because you were sick and then throw it on the ground. Can you believe it?
Wow.
They thought that was a medical procedure, effective one. For thousands of years.
Some side effects linger in the body for years, and that is applicable to the polio vaccine. And most of the people who developed polio had received the polio vaccine. And you could get polio. In fact, FDR got polio because he went swimming in a very dirty pond. His children got sick, but didn't get as sick as he did. And he developed polio from that. And I'm just, let me just read some more notes here as soon as I come to them, because I did write a lot about polio. They don't use a certain polio vaccine here in this country any longer, but they did vaccinate a bunch of children in India who many of whom developed polio. And the Salk polio vaccine, let me tell you who produced this. Eli Lilly, a pharmaceutical company based in Indianapolis, also has offices in Puerto Rico and 17 other countries. It sells its products in approximately 125 countries. It was the first company to mass produce penicillin, the Salk polio vaccine, and insulin, including human insulin, using recombinant DNA. Lilly is the world's largest manufacturer and distributor of psychiatric medications, including Cialis, Cymbalta, Gemzar, Methadone, and Prozac. They admitted that the polio vaccine actually did create polio.
I believe that polio is partly caused by chemicals in the environment. I can remember in 1955, I was 5 years old. I was living in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And during the spring and summer, they'd run through a Jeep every week and spray DDT in a huge fog. I can remember, 5 years old, I jump under the bed to try and protect myself. I don't see that now. You know, DDT has been recognized.
No,
I want to tell you, they're spraying for the Zika virus here in New York. They are spraying our wetlands.
Oh my gosh. They're doing it. It's mosquito abatement program. They do it all over the country, including in DuPage County where I live.
Oh.
And it's all over the country. In fact, I got an advertisement that said, hey, would you like to have a mosquito-free yard? I was going to call them up and give them heck, but I didn't. But one of the vaccines that we were talking about, be right back. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Let me just share a little bit of information here with you. Remember that George W. Bush rejected the flu shot in 2004. He must have known something that the rest of us didn't know. Bill Gates pledged $555 million to global health programs. The Gates and Rockefellers are allies in the UN-supported Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which manages key international vaccine programs. Gavi, an alliance, is composed of UNICEF, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the United Nations Population Fund, formerly the United Nations Fund for Population Activities, and donor countries and private organizations group. Organizations and groups such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Associations. The Gates have investments totaling $205 million in 9 pharmaceutical companies. In 2001, Microsoft named the Merck CEO Raymond Gilmartin to its board of directors. One of the vaccines that Gates has made available to the children in the so-called third world countries is GlaxoSmithKline's oral polio vaccine, which is no longer administered in the United States due to the fact that about 1 out of 2.4 million doses of this vaccine distributed in the United States actually caused vaccine-associated paralytic polio. Okay.
Well, that's a lot of information, I'll say that. Wow.
Do we still have Wes with us?
Yeah, I've couple more quick ideas, if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
The thing to naturally control mosquitoes is not DDT, but rather bats. In fact,
exactly. There
was a doctor about 1910 in Texas who discovered that smallpox was actually caused by a bed bug. And he also was one to advocate. I think he did. He actually built bat caves. He really promoted bat caves, or bats, because they are so effective against mosquitoes and, of course, not detrimental. And I guess the bat poop is very good fertilizer as well. Suzanne Humphreys, the doctor who wrote Illusions.
Dissolving Illusions.
Okay. I wanted to point out that she points out that one of the reasons that all these infectious diseases reduced is not vaccinations. One of the reasons was child labor laws, because in the late 19th century, man, in England in particular, they'd work 15-year-old children 12, 15 hours a day, living in slum, terrible surroundings in which disease was going to promulgate. I'll leave you with this one. I think Sally would be interested. I'm treating my multiple sclerosis with super high vitamin D, like 75,000 units per day. This along the lines of a Dr. Cicero Cambra of Brazil. It's on the internet. You can find out. He's got 4,000 multiple sclerosis patients with 95% success rate with what I'm saying here, high vitamin D. And Cambridge University came out about a year ago saying, yes, vitamin D is very effective in helping you grow back the lesions that that multiple sclerosis caused, the myelin sheath. The way to rebuild it is.
Really? Wow, that's really big news.
Vitamin D. Into 7 months of this treatment, and the witnesses all say that is when things begin to happen. The first thing you see reduced is fatigue. And I think the way I'm coming across right now, I've got a little bit of exuberance. No?
Yes, anyway, you do. You sound very exuberant.
I hear cannabis oil is good for MS as well.
Yeah, I happen to live in Idaho, where the Mormons down south in Boise very much control that issue, and it is against the law to use this God-given medicine. And
okay,
in a way,
folks, we do have to cut for a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
And I want to just share a couple of sentences with you about the polio vaccine since we brought it up. They quit using the oral polio vaccine, the OPV, in 2000 in this country. But the World Health Organization and Bill Gates used it in India, which has caused the neurological damage, paralysis, of 47,500 children just in 2011. And the mainstream media concealed this information. Okay. Do we still have Wes with us? Wes is gone. All righty. We have other callers. Let's take back up here. Bill in Wisconsin.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
You're breaking up a little bit, Deanna. I don't know if the engineer can hit a button or something, but
I hear you clearly, just so you realize.
Okay, very good. Well, Sally, I really appreciate, and Deanna, everything that you're bringing out today. I am a county board supervisor here in Wisconsin. One of the committees that they've appointed me to over the years has been the Board of Health. And I fight all of these vaccinations, fluoride, all of that material that they're pushing on us. And well, I left my phone number with the engineer, Sally. I'd like you to give me a call. I don't know, what part of the country are you in?
I'm in New York.
Okay. 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock your time tonight, if it's convenient. That would work real well for me. Now, I'm not on the computer. I'm not on the chat rooms. I'm even older than Wes there. But, you know, so when I hear about a good article, there is someone that will run the article off for me. Then I put it on the agenda for the Board of Health, and believe me, they don't want to hear it. Now, what you mentioned about how the doctors get, you know, a certain amount of money, this is one of the things that I've suspected, but, you know, I need some visible, you know, an article to push in his face.
Well, do me a favor and give this gentleman your email address, because I can email it to you if you're not in the chat.
Well, I just told you, I'm not computer, so I don't have email. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd appreciate this. I'd be glad to send you a few bucks, you know, to cover whatever.
No, it's not necessary.
Okay, but... you were also talking about the candidates and their positions on vaccinations. When the Republicans started this year and the measles outbreak, supposed outbreak, occurred, Donald Trump and Chris Christie said, you know, that people are being harmed by vaccinations. And they were the only two. And Ben Carson is a neurosurgeon, you know, brain surgeon. And he said, well, you don't know anything about medical, and therefore you shouldn't speak about it. But I have heard that Trump's youngest son here, with his latest wife, has been damaged by vaccines. So I think we would definitely have someone that would be favorable, you know, to at least looking into this. And that's what he had said. We should investigate what's going on there, because obviously there are some problems. But I really appreciate this show today. I really appreciate, Sally, what you do. I know what it's like to go into these meetings with all of these so-called health experts, and you put this in their face, and they just don't want to hear it. It's just incredible. But I believe that they shouldn't get off the hook, all right? They should have a conscience somewhere, and that, you know, maybe they're getting money. Maybe they're brainwashed. I don't know. But
well,
at least they should hear this. And if they don't do anything. I even brought a gal that had gotten a flu shot at her place of employment and developed Guillain-Barré.
Oh.
And when she came to the health board and spoke and cried before them, you know, they just didn't want to pay any attention. The doctor sits there smugly and says there's no causal relationship.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah, it is.
There is.
It is.
Well,
and we had another doctor on there prior to who was open-minded. We even sent, you know, the DVD on chemtrails to all these government agencies, and he said, I want to find out what's going on. And it passed the health board 4-3. We never heard a peep back from all these government agencies, and eventually he got fired from the clinic where he worked there.
Wow. That's what
They have one part of this country is chemtrail free zone. This was just announced. So I definitely want to get you that information as well, since you sit on a health committee. They actually got a chemtrail free zone.
Where?
I have to, it's like New Mexico or Utah. I don't remember what area, but I will get you the, I'll get it for you right now, Deanna.
Okay.
Since you're on the
well, you know, the CDC admits failure of the flu vaccine. It's at vaccine impact, and vaccinated people die of influenza. And that is right from the CDC. But the only problem is that most people do not read reports from the CDC. They just go by what they hear on television, or what they read in the newspaper, or what their doctors tell them. People are simply brainwashed and indoctrinated. They won't
do
that.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people waking up. I've written articles, you know, to the local newspaper, especially about Gardasil. You know, when they were pushing that in the fall of the year, when all the children were returning to the
school.
And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had just put an article about a young gal whose mother got her the shot, and then she died within a week or two.
Yes,
and I
that.
You know, referenced that article and just said, parents, please think about it. And this particular doctor that's on there now, he not only wants, you know, the young girls to get that Gardasil shot, but he was pushing it on the boys.
Well, there's a brand new Gardasil advertisement. I'm going to tape it, and it's horrible. It really puts a lot of guilt upon the parents. It is terrible. Gardasil came out in 2006. And they really promoted it on the TV. I mean, it's terrible. And
I know.
We've had people talking about it.
My wife and I had a big family. Our children were vaccinated. Not any number of what goes on today. But now they are parents. We have a lot of grandchildren. And most of them have not had any vaccines.
Yay! Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much for what
you've
done.
Well, thank you.
Well, Bill, I'm going to call you the minute I get off so I have the rest of the night free, okay?
That'd be fine.
I might call you too, Bill.
All right.
Let's both call. Let's do a
call. We might both call you. Yes.
Yeah. You're breaking up, Deanna. I'm just, having a hard time. But,
I'm sorry.
I think we're getting our points across. Good.
Okay. Take care.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Deanna, I hear you perfectly. I don't know if it's just his line.
He might be listening via telephone or something, but I'm sure it's... Nobody else has complained.
Okay, good.
So, bless his heart. Let's take... Callers, if you're not going to talk about vaccines, then wait till the third hour to call in. But let's take Kathy in Massachusetts. Kathy.
Hi, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm on a headset because I managed to put my phone in the washer, and I'm still using it. I do it with rice, but my call is I really would like to discuss with Sally. I am a type 1 since age 2 diabetic, and no one in my family on either side has any form of diabetes, type 1 or type 2. My son was genetically tested. We're, in a university setting. We're Nobel laureates, blah, blah, blah. He is low risk. So I defy the label that it's genetic. And I know the MMR vaccine now has pancreatitis resulting in type 1 diabetes in the insert. And I wonder, first, Lilly makes the insulin, okay?
Right.
And I'm just
they also create the diabetes.
Well, I'm wondering, what does she know about... first, I wanted to thank Wes, because, see, I'm personally affected. We kind of piss people off, I think, a lot. Both he and I, in my personal life, just speaking uprightly and confidently, when you've been this personally affected by, the system, we resonate differently, okay?
Of course,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I appreciate his passion when he speaks, because that guy is brilliant.
He is.
And I wanted to... And it's not. This is not vaccine related necessarily, but if he could call the board and give them his number, because I live in Boston, and I was told such a prominent person's wife was cured of MS that I'm not even going to say who that person is, okay, in the PT clinic this week. And it's an interesting technology, and I've used it in New York, Paris, Boston. I'm sorry, not Boston. There's not a machine here, but it's electroacuscope MyoPulse. And I was told that Mitt Romney's wife, oh, I shouldn't have even said it, that she used acuscope without needles. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it'd be interesting because I know that they spend a lot of time out in California. And the machines are available. They're FDA approved. And someone said that they heard her interviewed.
Do you have a question for her?
Yes, I do. Okay, Lily, what do you know, Sally, about Eli Lilly and about the change from animal insulin to human insulin and the type 1 diabetes basically causing, you know, pancreatitis being caused by the MMR vaccine? And do you know the years? I was probably immunized in, I was born in 62, so this would have been in January of 65. I mean, do you have any knowledge that would help me discern whether or not I am vaccine damaged?
Well, I have interviewed many doctors, and one of them has said that the type 1 diabetes is from vaccination. I don't know which vaccine, though. I don't know which vaccine caused it.
Well, if you put in MMR type 1 diabetes into YouTube, you can find people go to, you know, Walgreens, and they pull the, and they have added pancreatitis resulting in type 1 diabetes to the insert. And I was told that the DPT vaccine now has SIDS and some other things listed because the infants were getting the blood on the brain without leaving the hospital yet. Mm-hmm. So they had to basically cover the staff, and so they've added that. So, and I just was curious too. Do you know anything about the change with the animal to human insulin and the recombinant DNA insulins with Eli Lilly?
No, I don't. I really wish I were a medical person or a scientific person. I don't know these answers. I do know where you can get them. However, if you want to write to me, I will put you in touch with someone who will have all the answers.
Okay. Okay. Great. And then, what is that?
If you type into your URL, type in tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeNYC. tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeNYC, and you can send me a message in my inbox there.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome.
All righty. Okay. Let's see if we have another caller, which I believe we do. Let me just scroll down here. Okay, John in Arkansas.
Hello, how you doing there? Reading from Clinton country. Trust me, here in Arkansas, we know the Clinton well. Two questions here. I want to congratulate you, Deanna and Sally, for having the courage to speak out. And as for Dr. Carey, Sally, you are right on. I had her as a guest on my show 3 years ago. And we damn near did 4 hours worth of talk about vaccines.
Wow.
And the second question is, Sally, is there any way I can email you the archive to my show if you'd like to listen to it with me and Dr. Carey?
Sure. That would be tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeNYC. That's how you can send me a message, tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeNYC. And that'll take you to, you can click on my inbox and send me a message.
All right. Well, I can't give out my site URL because it's down. It's been down for a while, so it doesn't sense me giving it out. But I will send you the archive.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank y'all both.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We have next Marty in Idaho. Marty in Idaho.
Hi there, Deanna.
Hi.
I just was watching a little TV that I had DVR'd, and in about 45 minutes, there were two dramas portrayed, advertisements. Gardasil?
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
Have you seen
those? Oh, my gosh, talk about
it. It knocked my socks off. Oh.
I'm going to record it. We had company last night for dinner, and it was on, and I didn't record it, so So yeah. I'm going to record it and play it.
Okay. All right. Next week. You're aware of it. And so we have our work cut out for us, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Well, the thing that really bothers me about this, I'm glad you brought it up, is they're using PSAs, public service announcements, on public access television, this really long commercial promoting the HPV vaccine with every scare tactic known to man and more, and not one adverse reaction. Now, why can they get away with this? Let us think about this. When they advertise pharmaceutical drugs, they must state adverse reactions. If they were to do that with the HPV vaccine, that would take an hour. There are 100 known adverse reactions. Why can they get away with it? This is what I contend. The FDA has categorized...
Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Sally L. Cordy. Her website is brightfuture83.wordpress.com. And in relation to diabetes, infants receive DPT, a multiple shot that may cause autism, sudden infant death syndrome, or diabetes. Now, that just applies to infants. But I've written a little bit about diabetes in my book, and there's also diabetes is caused by being overweight. So there's a lot of drugs on the market that cause people to be overweight. And there's a lot of, fluoride and all kinds of things. The lack of iodine in our system. So there's many things that can cause weight issues. So anyway,
I would like to continue the response to this woman I was giving earlier, because this is really important. The FDA has designated vaccines as a health program, not a pharmaceutical drug. So it's classified differently than all other drugs. And this allows them to get away with non-gold standard double placebo testing on vaccines the way they would have to do with a pharmaceutical drug. But I contend it also allows them, because it's a health program, to promote it and not give any of the adverse reactions the way they do with pharmaceutical drugs. And I'm beginning to wonder, is this why the doctors are allowed to not give informed consent? Because if a patient was ever informed, they would never say yes. So I'm assuming it's because it's classified as a health program.
The doctors often don't even get the report about what's in a vaccine. They don't, and if they do, it's in 7-point font. And they can't read it, or don't read it, or don't have time to read it. When you figure that a doctor spends 7 minutes of their time with each patient, they are not going to be doing that. They're just simply not going to be talking about informed consent, because they are going along with the standard of care.
There's something very interesting here that I want everyone to know. When people are applying to insurance companies for reimbursement, there are codes that you fill in, let's say 093. Right. And one code would say poisoning by measles vaccine, poisoning by cholera vaccine. Where's the question here? They're, in order to get reimbursed, they have to say poisoning by and the name of the vaccine. This is huge.
Is that on a doctor's form that they have to fill in?
That's right. The code and what it stands for.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're never going to admit that.
Well, I'm just saying, everybody wants to say that the doctors give them a pass. And in fact, in the movie Vaxxed, at the end of it, they have Dr. Sears from the doctors look at the documents and then look very sad and say he's betrayed. And then they have another woman who was interviewed at the end of it who is now speaking out. She has vaccinated thousands of children. And these same children come back into her office after she's vaccinated them. How can you be so indoctrinated that you don't see that the kids come to you healthy and they come back the next day sick as dogs?
Well, they attribute it to something else. I mean, there's been a few doctors who have come out and left their practices. Suzanne Humphreys, who you mentioned before, who co-authored a book with Roman Bistrionic, and they certainly have all of the charts available at their website. But there's not many doctors who have left their practice, and because they have all those things that they have cars to pay off, they have loans to pay off, they've developed a lifestyle. They have to think, okay, what
and
do I want to do?
Loans that will never be forgiven.
Huge. Sure. Well, you have to figure out. They have to figure out, what do I want to do? All righty, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you so very much, Sally, for being on the program. It was delightful.
Thank you, Deanna. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.